You've reached Acceptance Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Tina with Sedgwick's Amazon Customer Service. I have a representative on the phone, Rebecca, and she wants to either file a claim or first confirm if one has been filed. If not, then she would like to file one. I have the policy number, date of loss.
Okay, what's the policy number?
It's ALA 155904R1-21.
You said 4R1-what?
21.
R1-21. Okay. There shouldn't be any more letters other than the ALA in that. So, sorry, I'm just a little confused on why that R is there. Let's try it without the R. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
When did this happen?
4/25/2023.
4/25/2023?
That's correct.
Huh. Okay.
And I did check and nothing was found.
Here. What state did this happen in?
Idaho.
Okay, give me 1 second here because I think. I'm not finding anything for this policy at all. Okay. You can get them over to me, but I'm probably just going to have to send an email and have somebody contact them back later because I'm not seeing anything in my system for this. I can try to search by other information that I'll ask her for or him.
Okay. And she does have a police report. Her name is Rebecca. And I can transfer you now. 1 moment. Rebecca, thank you so much for holding. I have the representative with Exceedance who can assist you further. You both have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. So was this an incident involved with a vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have the VIN number of the Amazon vehicle that was involved?
Yes. Give me just a moment. It is 3, C as in Charles, 6, N as in Mary, R as in Robert, E as in Victor, J as in John, G as in George, 8, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, 544797.
Okay, so you cut in a little bit there, so I'm going to repeat it back to you. What was the first digit of it?
3. Then C as in Charles.
Okay, give me 1 second.
You want me to read it off again?
No, I can. I'm about to confirm it with you. I just had to add that 3.
Okay.
3, C as in Charles, 6, M as in Mary, R as in Robert, V as in Victor, J as in John, G as in George, 8, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, 544797.
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second, please.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Daria.
Thank you. And she said it's, what is it? How do you spell the company name? She said it's called Exceedance.
Yeah, it's X-C-E-E Dance.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.
And do you have a contact number in case we get disconnected? You're like the fourth line they've transferred me around to, so...
1 second.
Okay. I don't know if there is a claim that was filed for this. That's what I'm trying to find out, because I sent this claim was reassigned to me, and so I'm trying to go back through it all. And due to the loss was April 25th of 2023. And so I personally, in the last couple months, have sent out like contact letters to the address that we had for Amazon Logistics and also for the driver that they had to get additional information. So that's where I'm kind of at this point, is I haven't got a reply from anybody. So I'm just trying, I figured the last thing I was going to do before closing the file out was seeing if they actually had opened a claim with Old Republic Insurance to have the damages taken care of if I need to obtain a subrogation demand. If one wasn't filed, then I'll just close it until we get something.
Okay, yeah. So you asked for the phone number?
For Amazon Logistics, I did not have a phone number. And when I pulled up the address that I have on the police report, the phone number, when I looked it up, just gave me general, and it would just ring, like, to different places. The driver of the Amazon Logistics vehicle, I did have a phone number for and an address, but I have not been able to get any response.
Right. I was saying you were asking for our number a minute ago. Do you still need that?
Oh, yes. Yes, in case we get
for exceedance. Yeah. 800-322-1510.
Thank you.
All right. I didn't find anything with that VIN number in that system. Let me get back to that. Yeah, I'm not finding anything with that either. Okay. Give me 1 second here.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Okay, just give me 1 moment here, please.
Okay.
Okay, so just give me a second here, because I'm going to have to send over an email.
Okay.
Okay, and you said your name was Rebecca, and that's R-E-B-E-C-C-A?
R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
K-A-H?
Uh-huh.
And your last name?
Delgado, D as in David, E-L, G as in George, A, D as in David, O.
And a good callback number for you.
704-717-7723.
A good email address for you.
Rebecca, it's R-E-B-E-K-A-H dot Delgado, D-E-L-G-A-D-O at Sedgwick, S-E-D-G-W-I-C-K.com.
Give me 1 second, please.
Hey, can I provide you with our claim number so you have it on file in case anything is sent over?
Yeah, give me a moment, please.
Okay.
What was the name of the Amazon driver that day?
It was... Please cooperate. There we go. Mackenzie, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. Last name Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y.
What's the plate number of the vehicle?
It's an Idaho plate. K as in kite, A as in apple, G as in George, 814.
Okay, and where did this loss take place?
Looks like I-84, milepost 32, in Nampa, N is Nancy, A, M is Mary, P is in Paul, A, Idaho.
And you said it was I-80 what?
84.
And you said mile marker 32?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately what time of day was it?
A.M. Yes. Hold on, I'm gonna double check that with the police report and see if they have 11:36 on AM on the police report.
Give me 1 second here. I'm filling out some things on this email, and then I'll get that claim number from you and stuff as well.
I appreciate other things.
Okay, and you said that you were from Sedgwick.
Yes.
Okay, and what is the claim number on your end?
4, A as in apple. 2304, S is in Sam, W is in Walter, V is in Victor, 8-0001.
And your phone number was 717-7723?
Yes. I'm not sure if I had discussed it with you or it was one of the prior people I spoke to. Our client, I'm a third party that handles claims for Continental Tire. Our client is Continental Tire, the Americas LLC.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. So what I've done here is I filled out this email. I'm going to go ahead and send it over to a specialized team that has records, that they have access to records that I don't, like employment records, what time, that kind of stuff, tracking stuff. So we're going to get it over to them, and they get in contact with you guys within one business day from the time the email is sent.
Okay.
And so from here, someone will contact you either via email or phone number that you gave me, and they will let you know if a claim has been filed, where you need to file it, all that kind of stuff if it hasn't.
Okay, great.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.